Hawaii Island has two federally inspected slaughterhouses cleared to sell meat raised on the island. That includes lamb, mutton, goats, wild boar and domestic pork, and Hawaii Island's grass-fed beef. These cows are raised on the island and finish their lives eating grass. Tom Asano works with Kulana Foods, which runs one of the slaughterhouses.
We've been subjected to some major droughts on this island. That has been a very painful thing for the grass-fed beef industry. That's a key factor in the growth of the business. We do not have enough cattle to grow the business the way we would like to.
The locally grown and processed beef industry started even before the arrival of the Paniolo, Hawaiian cowboys, in the 1830s. By 1860, there were more than 60 ranching operations on this island raising local beef. But the locally grown industry declined in the 1980s when it became cheaper to ship calves to the mainland to grow and be processed. The Hawaii Island Agricultural Self-Sufficiency Baseline Study of 2012 says that local ranchers and processors produced 23% of the meat needed to meet this island's consumption. Asano says the beef business also requires an investment in agriculture.
Some of our ranchers told me, I don't raise cattle, I raise grass. The animals eat only the tips of the grass because they move it to the next paddock before they eat the lower part. The tips of the grass are the most nutritious.
Asano says every high-end resort on the Kohala Coast now serves local grass-fed beef. Kulana Foods also sells to grocers, other islands, and to top-quality restaurants on the mainland. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.